This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Just after 3 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond on this Thursday afternoon, taking up till 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman at that point. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Before we get to a couple of things, our guy Athens says, I'll take Khalil Mack, 2-year deal. Alexander Boyd asks, can't he renegotiate his deal to make it more trade-friendly? AMAC, you sent me something earlier in the show that I never really got to that makes it, I'm trying to pull it back up here, that highlighted, basically how teams are going about trading dead money and the NFL expiring contract. It's a little complicated to explain on the air, right? But again, here's the thing. Like, to kind of answer both of those, Alexander's question and AMAC, what you sent me, here's my understanding, and again, I could be wrong on this, is yes, there are some things that can be done, obviously, to change some things around and for the trading, the acquiring team to take on a portion of, like I remember when Tanard Jackson was traded from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Washington Redskins, the Redskins like took on half of his salary cap hit or whatever. And I have to go back and double check like the, the particulars about that. There was a quarterback, I forget who, maybe Case Keenum, maybe it wasn't Case Keenum, maybe it was somebody else, that they did a similar thing, right? Again, yes, you can jimmy some things around, okay? Yes, you can. But here's my understanding, and again, I'm not an agent, I'm not a salary cap executive, I'm not a general manager, I'm just a talk show host. And I'm fairly educated. I'm pretty educated, but I'm not perfect, and I don't understand all everything, and I don't have the CBA in front of me. Okay, just real quickly, Myles Garrett just this year, okay, has a $1.255 million base salary, which is nothing, but his prorated signing bonus is $14.758 million, and what's listed as other bonus, which generally is like workout bonus, per-game roster bonuses, all that stuff, is $3.708 million dollars for a total of $19.722 million. Okay. The base salary, again, that would be absorbed by the acquiring team. That's not the issue. The question is whether the other bonuses, usually that would be acquired by the acquiring team, again, depending on what kind of bonuses, roster bonuses, weekly game, whatever. The prorated signing bonus of nearly $15 million, sometimes my recollection, and I would have to double check this, my recollection is the acquiring team can take back use some of that to facilitate a trade, okay? I don't know the exact rules and whatever, so I'd have to do a little more research on that. But what the problem is, okay, and this is why it's important to kind of just take a step back sometimes, right? The problem is he's got a prorated signing bonus of not only $14.758 million this year, $10.625 million, meaning Myles Garrett, next year. And then because there's void years in the contract, there's the remainder of the prorated signing bonus of a total of about $11 million. So $11 million, $10.6 million, that's $21.6 million, plus roughly $14.8 million. So you add that all together, and that's how you get that $36 million, right? Again, I believe they can take some portion of that off the Cleveland Browns. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they can take some portion. But you can't just, if you're the Washington Commanders and you want Myles Garrett, I don't think you can just absorb all $36 million of that money. Now, maybe there's some provision that I'm not remembering or not aware of that, like, if they said, okay, we take back that $36 million, we take that hit off of you, we'll take it because we've got $78 million worth of cap space or whatever it is, we'll take that off of you, but we're not going to give you anything more than, I don't know, our second-round pick. And that's it. That's it. Well, if there's that provision that I'm not fully aware of, I apologize, man. Again, not a lawyer, not a contract negotiator, not an agent, what have you. But the way I understand the salary cap and the way it is presented to the media, okay, because we are not privy to the internal system, and that's why these are always unofficial numbers, the way it is presented to the media right now is there would be a dead cap money charge of $36-plus million, and I just told you the reason why, to trade Myles Garrett prior to June 1st. After June 1st, it becomes different, right? It becomes way less, and they can actually save some money this year under their cap. The problem is, after June 1st, and it's possible, training camp, middle of training camp, start of the regular season, trade deadline, it's possible. But the Browns have to wait for a return on their investment until presumably next April for the draft, right? If you're going to trade Myles Garrett, you want to start the reload rebuilding process presumably now, i.e. before the draft, and maybe even before the league year starts. The problem is, financially, that is very, very, very complicated and problematic for a team that has done a horrible job managing their salary cap. A horrible job, and is currently, reportedly, $31-plus million over the cap. All right, let's get back to the calls. L.A. Knight going to join us in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned. First, Paulie is with us. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Man, hell to the W, man.
What's shaking?
Hey, listen, if they want to trade him, they're going to trade him.
Well, that's not exactly how that works.
Yeah, that is exactly how it always works like that. And if we want to trade for them, we'll trade for them, just like every other team in the league, man. When they want to get things done, they find ways to get them done, period, regardless. Though, that's just all that stuff is just contract work. That's all. They'll figure it out. But I ain't really too keen on giving up a bunch of picks for him anyways, man. You still have to build this team. You know what I mean? You can't just plug and play, all right? And excuse me. And I'd rather be young up front than old. I think we're a year away from really making a move like that. I mean, if they can make it work without giving up a bunch, then yeah, okay. Khalil Mack, no. I don't need another old pass rusher. Yeah, I need young bulls out there, man. That's not a move I'm looking to make. You know what I mean? Wide receiver T. Higgins, me and you on agreements with this. And I've been said this. I said it to you before. How are you going to bring in a T. Higgins and pay him more money than Terry, who had one of his best seasons?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I agree.
If you're going to give any receiver, if you're going to give any receiver a raise, you give your own receiver a raise. Go ahead and extend him out now. You know what I mean? And in saying that, if you want to bring in a DK Metcalf on, he got 1 year left on his deal. You know what? Bring him in. I wouldn't be opposed to that. It doesn't mean if you lose him next year, you lose him next year. Or if it works out good, he might can keep him for a little more or a little less than what he really wants. You never know, but. I don't have a problem with bringing in a player like that in a number two role, or not a number two role, as in a tandem to go with Terry. But if you don't give any receiver a raise, it has to be Terry, period. You know what I mean? So, I mean, look, man, they'll figure it out. There's a lot of moves that has to be made. And, you know, the season just ended. I mean, we got a lot to do, that's for sure. It's almost like last year all over again. And we said that last year when they were signing everybody to all these one-year deals. You know what I mean? And we said in the draft, you're not going to get everything in one draft. They pretty much hit a lot of what they needed. I mean, you didn't get all your returns on everything, but you got a return on Brandon Coleman. You got a return on Sandstrill. You know what I mean? So that's two players. You definitely got a big return out of Jaden. So that's three right there. So, you know, we need the second draft. So that's why I'm like, I don't know about giving up a bunch of picks. For veteran players like Myles Garrett. Yeah, he's great and all that, but let's just be smart about it, man. You got a lot to do. That's basically what I'm saying, man. Listen, I got to talk this NBA with you, though, because you started out talking good, like you had some sense, and then you started going off left field somewhere. But you're right. The Wizards, man, it's all been about management with them. They did bring in them veteran players, but they didn't bring any of these players in there to finish their careers out as Wizards. They was all future compensation players, all right? They brought in Westbrook because they finally pulled the plug on John Wall. You know, Brad, like you said, Bradley Beal killed him because they wouldn't pull the plug on him. He was there 3 years longer than he needed to be there. You know what I mean? Poor Porzingis, same thing. They brought him in for future compensation. Now, they had this conversation with these players and including their own picks, and they've been botching the draft for how long? You talk. They've been doing the Ron Rivera drafts. Name me a Wizards first round pick that's still on his team that's doing something.
Well, you know, I mean, besides the five guys that the. What do you mean? Besides the five guys that they currently have? Are you talking about before this?
Come on, man. We talking about they doing the right thing right now.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, Johnny Davis was a yeah. Johnny Davis was a yeah. Johnny Davis was terrible.
The mismanagement of the draft picks. You take it back to Otto Porter at number three.
Sure. Oh, they've made terrible decisions.
They've been killing the draft, and not in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's hurt them a lot.
No, that absolutely. You know I mean, if there is one criticism specifically that I can make about Tommy Shepard is the Johnny Davis pick was terrible. I mean, it just did not work out, period.
Tommy Shepard, Ernie Grunfeld.
Ernie Grunfeld was clueless. I'm
agreeing with you on this most for the most part with the Wizards thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing the right thing now. You got to get these players in here young. You got to build them up, and then you might have to shuffle them out for veteran players or whatever. And they got to just keep drafting and keep turning over the roster until they find and mix their works. Right. Like you see, like Houston, you see the fruits of labor for Houston. You do Orlando. You see, see it this season in Detroit. You know what I mean? Regardless of what you're saying. You know, they're 29 and 26 this year, and
right.
They're playing tough.
Right, they're on the way. They're on the way up after sucking for a long time.
You know why? Because they was on the same plan the Wizards were on.
Yeah.
Trying to plug in.
And you're right about Orlando. Now you got to get to. You know, you got to get to a point where you know again, you're not just making the playoffs, where you're actually legitimately competing for and winning championships. I mean, you know, so like even even the Sixers. I mean, the Sixers
got to get to the point. Listen, you do got to get to the point where you're making it to the playoffs. And then that's how you build that team.
Understood.
And then you got to get there. Then you got to have that one player that's there.
Understood.
Above everybody.
You got to have the transcendent guy. Yeah.
That's why I say you got to just keep. He ain't got to be the top five player in the league, but he just has to be a good player. That's why you have to keep drafting and get drafted. And then you might have to ship them them assets out for other players, like the Knicks did. When, you know, we kept drafting, and they wasn't, you know, all-star players, but they was good enough players we could get compensation.
Yep.
And then you got to hit it on a free agent or two.
Yeah.
Thing I don't like what they're doing, they have to bring in a veteran coach for these young guys. You can't bring in a guy who's in his first year of coaching. He's learning how to coach with a bunch of young players.
That's fair.
Learn how to play an NBA game.
That's fair. Paulie, good call. I got to run. I appreciate you, as always. Let's squeeze in D.C. and Waldorf here before L.A. Knight joins us. WWE SmackDown coming to Capital One Arena. What's up, D.C.? How are
you? Man, everything is up. How are you, Russ?
I am doing great. What's going on, my man?
Man, I could tell, man, you stirred all the way to the bottom of the pot. Everything is floating to the top.
Ah.
Everybody's frustrations about the Wizards, and then everybody's excitement about the Commanders. So I'm gonna make it quick about the Wizards, man. The new regime, they are paying for some of the faults of the old regimes, but they're doing a good job. They're building through the draft. They're getting youngins, and then they're also trading out the veterans that don't want to be part of the rebuild. You know what I mean? And it's guys in here that's more mature that's gonna help the youngins come along. And if everybody hasn't noticed, it's been improvements in all the youngins. Sar, I think he needs to pick up a little more weight. That's why he keeps getting injured and things like that. And we can see how Koulibaly has changed his body in over a year. But to the Commanders, Mekhi Becton, my man Stanley or whatever from Baltimore. Ronnie Stanley. And then we're overlooking Chris Godwin. Yes, he had another injury, but I think we could get him for a reasonable price, and he has excellent hands.
Well, I agree with that on Godwin, although the injury certainly concerns me. But I would say this. As far as Stanley goes, I don't see them making that kind of an investment because, A, it would require them to move Brandon Coleman to either right tackle or left guard, which is possible. But I don't see them spending – $20-plus million dollars a year on Ronnie Stanley, who's, I think, 31, 32 years old, if not mistaken.
If we're getting rid of one of our D tackles, which we know is more than likely, that'll clear up some more space. And why not get a dude that's a monster proven? And is he 26? Is he above 26 years old?
Ronnie Stanley? He's 31. He's 31.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is Becton?
Becton's, I think, 26, somewhere in that range. I would have to double-check that.
Okay, Becton. I would prefer Becton.
Yeah, the problem with Becton is what we don't know at this point. I mean, he assimilated from tackle to guard. He was a disaster at tackle, and he couldn't stay healthy. He played guard well, but was he so properly insulated by Lane Johnson and Cam Jurgens that's why he had the level of success that, you know, meaning if he's not insulated like that, is he going to have the same level of success? And that I don't know. And that is kind of the guesswork, if you will, in that. DC, I appreciate you. Good to hear from you, brother. Thank you for the call. Let you run on that. All right. Coming up next, my conversation from last night at Capital One Arena. In the Wizards media room. Yeah, that's right. Went to a Wizards game and met L.A. Knight, WWE superstar. His words with me on growing up in the area and now coming home as part of Friday Night SmackDown. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here at Capital One Arena, Wizards, Pacers, but Friday night, Valentine's night, it's WWE SmackDown, and one of the biggest superstars in the game is with us, L.A. Knight, the megastar.
Here we are. Yeah, man, coming in here hot, coming into SmackDown with not a whole lot of love, if we're honest, but hopefully DC's got a whole lot of love for me, and it seems like that's usually the case when I roll in here.
Listen, I got a lot of love for you. I appreciate you doing this. First of all, welcome. And I know you know, this is probably a little bit of a special trip for you, right? Because I know you're L.A. Knight, and that explains it all, but you're a Hagerstown, Maryland guy,
certainly.
Originally.
From right up the street. So, yeah, L.A.'s kind of been my chosen home for the last about 12 years. Love it out there. Wouldn't trade it for the world, but at the same time, yeah, roots right up the road here in Hagerstown, Maryland. So this is home for me. This is my home arena, and I watched a couple different shows here when I was a kid. I'm gonna get a chance to go up and see the family and all that before I come back down here and do SmackDown on Friday.
Awesome. When you come back to Washington, D.C., like you said, roots, family, all that, what else does it mean? You know, Byron Saxton's one of my guys, so we always talk. He's from Northern Virginia, right? So we always talk about what it means for him to come home to the nation's capital. What does that mean for you?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, now that you mention it, I didn't even think about this, but the last time I was in D.C., I had just won the United States champion. Mm-hmm. So I was in the nation's capital, I was the nation's champ, and I don't have that championship anymore. So it's kind of got me thinking. It's got me motivated. It's got me looking forward to what's going to happen with that. But, of course, like I said, man, it's my home. And this is where, really, in a way, kind of the major run, the major popularity run for LA Knights started. Right here in D.C., I remember it was March of 2023, where the first time I heard that big reaction when that L.A. Knight music hit, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is different. Something's happening here. So, you know, not only growing up just a little bit up the road from here, but also having that kind of kickoff point of Washington, D.C. back in 2023, it's always great to come back in.
All right, so I was at WrestleMania 40 in Philly.
Sure.
Both nights, you beat AJ Styles.
Yes, sir.
Then I was at SummerSlam in Cleveland, so you didn't know me. I'm a huge mark.
Yeah,
okay,
you
and
you're at all of them.
And who did you beat that night? You beat Logan Paul, who's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? So you kicked his ass.
Yep.
So you got obviously something special, as everybody kind of knows, right? And the crowd is hot for you every place you go. But what does it mean to kind of be on the path of success that you've been on, especially over that last year and a half or so?
It means vindication. It means, you know, after years, maybe even decades of people telling me no. I mean, it was me making it happen. It was me making the people notice something to where hands were forced. And if they weren't going to make it happen for me, I was going to make it happen for myself. And that's exactly what I did.
So Friday night SmackDown, you were in Memphis. Obviously, Friday night here, you'll be at Capital One Arena. I see you come out and Drew McIntyre's in the ring. And I've got to know Drew a little bit. And you do this, like, kind of side promo, if you will, about men and being okay to cry and let out your emotions.
Sure.
I love how you weave that into a wrestling promo.
Yeah.
How planned was that? Did you just improvise that when you walked out? Like, take me through that.
No, I thought about it a little bit ahead of time because, you know, sometimes I have a little bit of a crisis of consciousness, crisis of conscience, I guess we say, with what we do. Because it's like, I don't want to put the wrong message out there a lot of times. I know some people look up to me. I'm not trying to be a role model. I don't want to be a role model. But some people, regardless of what I want, might be looking at me in that way. And so with that said, one thing that Drew McIntyre does a lot
is cry.
And with that in mind, that's just kind of, I had to make a point of it. I had to point it out because, man, he doesn't ever stop. But I also wanted to get the message out there that, yeah, I'm about to rag on this dude for how much he cries. But I want to make it clear, it's not a bad thing to cry. If you're out there crying, something rises to that, let it out. Do not hide. It doesn't make you any less of a man. And I think that a lot of men hold that stuff in, and that stuff ends up one way or another. It will find a way to get out of you, whether it's physically, some other way. You'll find some sort of physical ailment will pop up if you do not exercise those emotions. So for me, it was like, let me get the good message out and say, hey, look, it's okay to do that. It doesn't make you any less of a man. But then there is a level where it does become a little too much. And he'd cross that
line. I love it, man. It was great. Well done. You hit every note for whatever that's worth coming from me. wanted to ask you, obviously professional wrestling is such a physical sport, show, what have you.
Yeah.
How much does it take out of your body each and every match, each and every show, all the traveling, all of this? And how hard is it to come back from even just nagging injuries?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I seem to do pretty well with it. I mean, I've got little stuff where, you know, my shoulder's been bothering me a little bit for the past couple months, but slowly but surely, just through going to the gym and kind of working through full range of motion and stuff like that, and kind of just continuing my gym workouts carefully, not lifting stupid weights in stupid ways, has really kind of helped me get past that. And so it's just kind of, you got to kind of just keep pushing, but at the same time, like, the travel is kind of the worst part in a way. Because, I mean, it's like you're getting beaten up in the ring, and then you go and you sit in a car for a while, or a bus, or a plane, or whatever it is now for a couple hours. That's the worst. Because really, sitting still is kind of one of the worst things you can do after getting your body beaten up like that. Movement is the best medicine. So that's why, like, you know, when it comes down to keeping the body in shape and all that kind of stuff, I got to keep moving in that gym, staying flexible, staying strong, and everything. So
LA Knight is with us, Valentine's night, Friday night, Friday night SmackDown, USA. If needs, she can't get out, but come out, buy your tickets.
Better get out there.
SmackDown, of course, Vengeance Day, the next afternoon here in D.C. as well for NXT.
What's the name of that place? Care First?
Yeah.
Get out there.
I think they got a corporate,
that's what I heard.
A new corporate name. Either way, it's in Southeast D.C. Go and watch the shows. What's next for the megastar? I mean, obviously you have this.
You have WrestleMania coming up. You have Elimination Chamber. What's next?
Well, I was unsuccessful to, getting into the Elimination Chamber. So with that being the case, who knows? I got to find out what's in store for this Friday. When I get there Friday, you can bet that I'm going to go ahead and make a loud noise. Whatever it is that I end up doing, it's going to make a loud noise. So I can't tell you at this point, but we'll see what happens.
A little surprise.
Keep your eyes open.
One thing we know, we're going to hear a lot of L.A. Night.
Yeah.
We're going to hear that. One last thing
Taking
over
the place.
Just when you get to do cool things like this, right, and like go to Wizards games and promote WWE and promote yourself.
Certainly.
Like, does it make you kind of think how different life has become over the last however many years?
Absolutely. I mean, even the last few years, life, any of that stuff. I mean, we were just sitting out there, and I was looking up in the rafters, and I was like, man, I think it was like section 430 or 431 or something like that. I'd sat there in 1997 and watched Sting versus Hogan. So, you know, like I had been here, and to be one of the kids who was sitting up in there, and now I'm one of the guys who's in here who the kids are sitting up there watching, it's a pretty wild swing of events.
All right, that is my conversation with the megastar, L.A. Knight. Yeah! Tomorrow night, WWE SmackDown Capital One Arena tickets still available, I believe. And as well, NXT Vengeance Day at the newly named Care First Arena. Who knew? They knew. I didn't know that it had gone from the Entertainment and Sports Arena to Care First Arena. That's, of course, on the campus of St. Elizabeth's and all that, where the Mystics play most of their games and where the Capital City Go-Go play as well. So that's Saturday, late afternoon, early evening, Vengeance Day. Tomorrow night, SmackDown Capital One Arena. L.A. Knight, big part of that show, and a Hagerstown, Maryland native. So I appreciate him for coming aboard, sitting down with me, and as well WWE PR and Wizards PR for making that all happen and bringing that to us. Time for a trending alert, and then we'll come back, wrap up the show right here on a Thursday on the in the nation's capital. Yeah, so the New York Jets have made it official. They are moving on, as expected, from Aaron Rodgers. So now the question is, what happens to Aaron Rodgers? Well, all sorts of rumors. If you missed Mark Dominic on Kevin Sheehan's show, former Bucks general manager, SiriusXM NFL analyst, he speculated that Rodgers could possibly wind up in Los Angeles, as in the Rams, as a potential replacement for Matthew Stafford, who might want too much money from the Rams in a reworked contract. Meanwhile, Kellen Moore is the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. That we knew. He was noncommittal in his introductory press conference today about veteran quarterback Derek Carr, who was obviously hurt at the end of last season, including when the Commanders beat New Orleans with a couple of weeks left to go in the regular season. Alex Bregman is leaving the Houston Astros. That part was expected, but he lands a three-year, $120 million reported deal with the Boston Red Sox, about $40 million per year for the stud third baseman who began and won a world began his career and won a world championship in Houston. The Astros, the Red Sox, rather, have been busy acquiring Walker Buehler and Aroldis Chapman as well via free agency as they try and compete in the AL East with the Orioles, the Yankees, and the Blue Jays. And that's what's trending. All right, once again, thanks to WWE superstar and Hagerstown, Maryland native L.A. Knight, who is going to be performing in his home arena, as you heard, Capital One Arena tomorrow night for Friday Night SmackDown. As part of the show, starts at 8 o'clock. I think tickets are still available. Not 100% sure on that. You could check it out at Ticketmaster or wherever you get tickets these days. Should be a good show. 3 hours. 3 hours. And if you can't make it out, USA Network, but L.A. Knight. Cool dude. Really enjoyed kind of catching up with him and talking about, old school wrestling that he used to go to as a kid growing up, as a young man growing up. You know, Sting, Hogan, Starcade, Capital One Arena, then obviously, what was it, the MCI Center. in 97. I remember that. That was one of the first, like, wrestling, not one of the first wrestling pay-per-views, but one of the, you know, main pay-per-views that I remember, if I'm remembering it all right. And it sounds good in my mind, so I think I'm good on that. But, you know, you never know where life is going to take you, right? I mean, you know, just because you grow up in a certain area doesn't mean that that's where you're going to entrench your roots, right? And obviously, these guys travel globally and all around the country normally, but really all over the world because WWE is World Wrestling Entertainment, and truly, they are living up to that. But when you get to come home, right? Like people laugh at me because they think, you know, I care about the Giants or the Jets or the Bills or whatever. You know, Doc makes this big deal and Linnell calls me an industry plant, whatever. You know, when I go back to Long Island, when I go back to New York City, there's still something special about that, right? There's still something, you know, that rushes through you and gives you that little bit of adrenaline. Right? I mean, I'm planning a trip for late June. I might even make a second trip to New York this summer, right? Just because that's home. And I don't know how many other opportunities I'm going to get to go home, right? Could you imagine growing up in the Maryland area or in the DMV area, watching not only professional wrestling, but, you know, like he used to go to, he was telling me off air, US Air Arena in Landover, obviously. And watching professional wrestling and watching the Wizards, watching the Capitals, what have you. And we didn't even get to talk football, quite honestly, just because we had a limited time space. Could you imagine doing all that, right? Being a fan, being up in the high 400s, and then 20 years later or whatever it is, being backstage and being center stage, being in the ring, being on the main platform, what that must feel like for somebody that grew up in the area, still has family here, and grew up dreaming of doing that for a living and watching that. So cool. So cool. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. if you think price of eggs are kind of going crazy, we're going to have a little story for you on that I just found. So we will deal with that. I did want to finish up one thing on the Khalil Mack situation. I didn't expect a lot of you guys to be like in on a 34-year-old defensive end and edge. I think you all forget that Bobby Wagner was, what, 33? Zach Ertz, right around that age as well. And they performed pretty well for the Washington Commanders this year, right? I mean, I think we should remember all that, right? Zach Ertz, 34 already. Turned 34 last November. Going on 35. Now, listen. Not everybody stays healthy. Not everybody doesn't break down. Not everybody can play a full season when they're 34. Guess what? Not everybody can play a full season when they're 24. Is it more likely that you are to break down? Yeah, but not really. I mean, if you think about it, young players, again, 1 year of experience, two rookies, second-year guys, third-year guys, fourth-year guys, they all get hurt. It's a physical sport. It's a contact sport. It's a collision sport. It's going to happen. Athletes get hurt no matter how old they are. Is there a slightly elevated chance that at 34 they could get hurt a little bit more? Yeah. Is there a slightly bigger chance that they can get hurt in a preseason game than in a training camp practice? Yeah, sure. But there's no like, oh my goodness, you go from 0% risk to 90% risk, right? And that's just not the way it works. So anyway, this brings me to this comment that I got via Twitter DM. Somebody with, I don't even know if they have an egg avatar. It's somebody that I've never heard from. I have no idea who he is. But he says, keep being a radio host and put your GM hat away. Khalil Mack, WTF. And first of all, I would just say, like, dude, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you were listening or if you were just responding to what I said on Twitter, which was pointing out all of the good things about Khalil Mack. What do you know about Khalil Mack other than he's 34 and you know his name and he's been around for a while? That's it. That's all you know. You know nothing about Khalil Mack, brother. I did the research. I talked to people. I used my brain. You didn't. Okay? So were you the same guy last year that said, what is Zach Ertz going to do? What is Bobby Wagner going to do? Listen, nobody is suggesting that it is smart to litter your roster with a bunch of 34-year-olds. They're not. They would have, provided that Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz come back, and if they went after and signed Khalil Mack, which I think they should, they would have three guys of that ilk, of that age. Three. That's not littering your roster. Is it a little bit of a risk? Yeah. So is bringing in a 26-year-old or a 24-year-old. They can get hurt too. They can regress in their progression as well. It makes all the sense in the world. Again, Myles Garrett is going to be extremely, extremely difficult to trade for. And not enough people are paying attention. People think that you can do hocus pocus with the salary cap. You can do some hocus pocus. You can't do, I don't think, the kind of hocus pocus that's going to be required to get around all of the things that you're going to have to get around for for Myles Garrett. And then that's just the salary cap. That's not the actual trade compensation and the timing. And because Cleveland has been such a disaster because of the Deshaun Watson deal, that they have now put themselves in a position to be a three-win team and have the second-worst salary cap space, reportedly. It makes it extremely difficult to navigate the very murky, murky waters of that trade. So while you can still work on it, and you can still think about it, and still inquire about it, and still be interested in it, fine. Don't count on it. Don't plan on it. Now, they may have a better idea of some clause or some part of the CBA. I'm sure they do. But this notion, and Paulie called up and said, they can make whatever happen. You know, when we're talking about a couple of million dollars, you can do a lot of things. When we're talking about $36 million worth of dead money and you being $31 million over the cap, that's not just hocus pocus. That's not just snap your fingers. So I would move on. Maybe keep the dream alive in the back of your mind. Maybe check in every now and then, see if they figured out something. Maybe they cut somebody else or figure out some way to clear a bunch of salary cap room. But remember, it's not only clearing up a bunch of salary cap room to absorb the dead money cap hit. It's also to make up enough salary cap room that you have to clear to get to get out from being so far over the cap. And again, the Saints every year are like $60, $70 million over, and they find a way by the league year to get right under. They never have any money for free agency and to improve their team. And they lose guys They lose guys. Terran Armstead, Marcus Williams, back when they were primetime free agents, they lose guys. And everybody goes, oh, see, you can do whatever you want. You can, actually you can't. No, you can't. All right, we'll take a final timeout right here on the Team 980. Again, thanks to L.A. Knight, WWE, Wizards PR, L.A. Knight, for sitting down with your boy, the Rooster. If you missed it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, Rewind, right at right around 3:20 or so. Or it will be podcast at theteam980.com after the show. So you can check it out then. Just go to the Chris Russell Show, and it will be easy to find. AMAC will have you covered when we return. Dum-dum of the day. How do you like your eggs, sir? Over easy or somewhere else? All right, down the stretch we come. Craig Hoffman, Anthony Haney coming up next. Top of the hour, a little bit past. They'll take you home on a Thursday afternoon. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. We know what time it is, right? End of the show. But before we go there, we take you, according to the Associated Press, to Antrim Township, Pennsylvania, wherever that is. 100,000 eggs. You've heard all about eggs and the price of eggs and the scarcity of eggs and the bird flu and all that stuff. 100,000 eggs have been stolen from the back of a trailer. And police, several days later, don't know who stole the eggs. No leads have come in. They're relying on leads from people in the community, and nobody knows who stole all the eggs. How do you like your eggs, sir? Easy? Sunny side up? Over easy? Scrambled? One of the police officers said, in my career, I've never heard of 100,000 eggs being stolen. This is definitely unique. Of course, again, there's lots of different reasons. The average price per dozen of eggs hit $4.15 in December. It was $4.82 apparently 2 years ago. Apparently, the Agriculture Department says they're going to soar another 20% this year. Listen, like everything, everything is expensive as hell. The 100,000 eggs were stolen from the back of a Pete and Jerry's organics distribution truck trailer in Antrim Township, Pennsylvania, and nobody knows where they are. Could you imagine, A, doing that? B, how do you walk away with 100,000 eggs? And what do you do with them? That's a lot of scrambled eggs. Whoever would steal 100,000 eggs, seriously, has a problem. More than just a problem. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. Great job out of him. Thanks again to L.A. Knight, WWE superstar and Maryland native. In case you missed that, again, hit up the podcast after the show. Craig Hoffman up next. Anthony Haney alongside. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here for Valentine's Day. Who do you love? On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.